weeks of our absence. "Why can't Willie move into my old room and Cyclops move into hers?" I asked. "Then all three can have their own space." There, problem solved.
"Nope,"
Willie said around her mouthful of toast.
"Letty says Cyclops should have the bigger room. He's her favorite."
Cyclops gave her a smug look.
"He is not," Aunt Letitia said. "I like Duke equally well."
Duke gave Willie a smug look too. She rolled her eyes at both men.
"Cyclops is the biggest," Aunt Letitia went on. "He ought to have the bigger room."
Willie wiped bacon grease off her lower lip with the back of her hand.
"She's calling you fat, Cyclops."
Cyclops merely grunted a laugh, but ever so slightly sucked in his stomach as he pulled out a chair at the table. Aunt Letitia turned to me.
"Well, what have you decided?"
I need more time. I bit into my slice of toast and chewed slowly. Matt folded the newspaper and set it down. His lips were flat, but his eyes twinkled. "More coffee, India? Or would you rather escape?" I narrowed my gaze.
"You find this amusing."
"Infinitely."
"You're supposed to be on my side now that we're husband and wife."
"I am on your side," he said as he refilled our coffee cups at the sideboard. "I support whatever choice you make in this regard and all others."
The sickening thought that was never far away these past few weeks resurfaced. Would he support my decision to use Lord Coyle's information to blackmail Lord Cox into marrying Patience Glass, thereby freeing Matt to marry me? He knew Lord Coyle could help us, yet he'd refused the offered information, knowing it would put me in his lordship's debt. He didn't know I'd done precisely that. He'd be hurt if he found out, hurt and furious. I tried to push the memory of my betrayal aside, only to fail. I attempted a smile instead. Matt tilted his head to the side as he handed me back the cup.
"You look pale. Are you all right?"
I didn't have a chance to tell him I was fine, because Aunt Letitia gasped loudly and almost dropped her teacup.
"She's with child!"
Everyone stared at me. Matt blinked rapidly, his aunt clapped her hands in delight, and Willie looked horrified.
"I'm not," I said with certainty. It was one rumour I wanted to suppress before it grew legs.
"It's too soon to know for sure," Aunt Letitia said, picking up her teacup. Willie shoved an entire rasher of bacon into her mouth.
"Leave her be, Letty," she managed to say.
"How many times have I asked you to chew with your mouth closed? You weren't brought up by animals."
"You have met my ma,"
Cyclops chuckled, only to stop suddenly upon a stern look from Aunt Letitia. Duke leaned forward and lowered his voice.
"They've spent too long together. But you're back now, India, and we can fix up the shop. That'll give everyone something to do."
I told Catherine and Ronnie Mason to move into my father's old shop while I was away, but they insisted on waiting until the paperwork was complete. The leasing agreement had been finalized during our absence by our lawyer, and Cyclops had informed me that Catherine and Ronnie were ready to start cleaning the shop today. Everything had an inch of dust covering it, and we also had to remove any watch and clock pieces from the premises into storage. The Watchmakers Guild had changed their rules to ensure no member could use parts handled by a magician. It was a clause written specifically to prevent Ronnie, their newest member, from purchasing parts cheaply from me. The guild's master, Mr. Abercrombie, had hoped it would prevent them from setting up shop altogether as a way of getting back at me, but Matt had extended the Mason siblings a loan instead. The look on Abercrombie's face when we told him at our wedding had made the day even more memorable. Matt rested his hand on my shoulder. I gave it a reassuring squeeze that must have satisfied him because he sat again.
"I have to meet Fabien Charbonneau this afternoon," I said, "but I'd like to stop by and see Catherine this morning. Let me know when you leave."
"You're still going to meet that Frenchman?"
Cyclops asked, his one eye drilling into me.
"Is that wise?"
He answered my questions to my satisfaction. "I'll get to control any spells I..."